So you said you're predominantly production engineering, and but you did several roles. What sort of roles did you take in that process?
Yeah, the roles, a small tool engineer, which is to do with lathes, a service tool designer, which is very enjoyable, which is designing service tools for out in the field. So you had to imagine that the man had to strip and rebuild a unit and supply the tools that were necessary for that. Assembly tool design, test rig design, quite a bit of time on jig and tool, designing cams for autos and then moving through to press tools and turning lathe and milling fixtures. After that, NC methods, which is the same thing but then encompassing the skills of methods, jig and tool and programming, and the programming being the very interesting part. And then a bit of a promotion to tool control supervisor, chief methods, work study methods engineer, and then a sideways move to the A-team, which was established as the engineering representative on that team, and then finally senior production engineer at Harcourt, leading five of us. The A-team was quite interesting because it was set up by Graham Lockyer, and Alf Cherry was the project manager, and it was put in to add impetus to four. At that time, we were doing really well business-wise, and we had four brand new key projects that were all struggling. So our job was to ease them along and move them towards completion of the initial delivery.